You know, this went upside down. Yesterday, some Sakhanov, the president, declared forces of SLA, Sudan People's Liberation Army, now invaded and attacked the area of Higlig, which is a part of northern Sudan. This accusation is actually against what declared and what acknowledged by the president of southern Sudan, actually. So the forces of Sudan People's Liberation Army, they attacked the area which is near the petroleum field in northern Sudan, and they acknowledge that without any without saying anything which is negating what is like that. And I think this allegation that was to say that the Sudan government is actually bombing an area in southern Sudan is completely against what acknowledged yesterday by the president of southern Sudan.
Does that mean that Sudan government is denying that it ever bombed the oil fields or bombed South Sudan?
Yes, actually, the armed forces of southern government yesterday, they came close to the petroleum area, which about 4 kilometers was inside the region which is belonging to the north. And that's why I think our government, tear them far away from the area and driven them back. Whereas, our forces try to negotiate this with them and not to allow them to lift the flag of southern government in that area, but they refused to do so. Then our government have right to drive them away. This is actually from the responsibility of our government to preserve the sovereignty of the country and to achieve security for the people living in that area, especially in exploration production of oil.
Now, so with the ongoing talks between your government and South Sudan government, could there be any resolution of the tension between the two countries?
Now we are speaking about attacking of our area, actually, to attack our area. This is actually not been accepted, and I think this caused the suspension of the summit between the two presidents that expected to be out to resolve all the outstanding points, and also will undermine the all the procedure of achieving the resolutions of different points that is still pending between the two parties, which are the outstanding points of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. This attack, I think, created this atmosphere, and this atmosphere is not conducive for, sufficient or continuation of any negotiation.
That means your government is blaming South Sudan for undermining the talks?
Not blaming. Actually, this is, acknowledgement by the president himself. He said they are now in the area which is belonging to northern Sudan. And this is he spoke to the media yesterday. And this is actually should be an evidence of the hostility launched by the government against the North. Accepted the agreement and accepted the invitation of the president of the South for President Bashir to convene and to go to home meeting and to get even with the methodology of negotiation, as well as this environment will be conducive for the two countries to solve all points and to achieve, peace and coexistence, especially in the intervening area between North and South.
So you basically saying your government is committed to achieving peace with South Sudan?
Yes, achieve peace. And actually, this was led us to sign the agreement that signed on 2005, which is called the Comprehensive Agreement, and this is what led us to evacuate our forces from all cities and to acknowledge the decision of the South and actually all the, you know, the benefits that now enjoyed by the government, this is by, you know, the peaceful means and not by war. And I think that as they are now trying to attack the Moors after secession and, you know, claiming that Moscow is going to the south, this will definitely undermine the comprehensive peace agreement and create an environment which will be conducive for peaceful cooperation and peaceful, you know, situation between North and South. They will lose what they will lose by war, what they have gained by peace.